now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Genesis Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Well, first of all, I'd just like to give you an update on what the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce is doing right now as we all navigate the waters of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. It's affecting everybody, us, all of us throughout the community, and we at the Chamber are actively continuing to muddle through the resources and information that we're getting across our table and computers to make sure that we're posting and communicating what's going on to not only our businesses, but the whole community as a whole. We are part of several organizations and groups of economic development people, my colleagues in the Chambers of Commerce throughout the Yavapai County, along with Yavapai College and NACOG, are all working together so that we're all getting the right information that we can share it out for everyone. One of the things we have done is we've established a web page. It's called Prescott Valley Together, and you can access it off our homepage of pvchamber.org. And that was developed by Brady Cabral in our office, and it contains resources and links to various organizations, government entities that are communicating information about what's going on from the governor's office and his executive orders down to our mayor, Mayor Kel Palguna, and his orders, the executive orders are coming out of the mayor's office along with any small business development center information, SBA loan information, community health, Yavapai County Health Department. We have a link to them. Arizona Commerce Authority has a wonderful link for business resources. So we're putting all of that on one page so that you can go right there and look and find out what's going on. And in addition to that, I am staffing the chamber office. I'm there every day from 8 to 4. Generally, I'm there to answer phones, answer questions. My staff is making sure the work gets done, but they're working staggered shifts. So that, again, part of the conversation is lessen the opportunities of exposure. Less increase of exposure. So we have closed the offices to public access, although you can call the chamber and make an appointment for an interview with me. Also, all of our community information is outside the main doors that you can access without even needing to come inside. But so many things we're doing as we navigate these waters, and one of our biggest parts of it is communicating. What is going on? Many organizations are doing great things, coming together to support those in need. A lot of things are happening out of the governor's office. I just heard a recent order come out today that people can't be evicted based on being unemployed due to COVID-19. So there's a lot of things going on. Again, check our Facebook, PV Chamber, or Prescott Valley Chamber, and then also go to our website. So I'm going to have a short break here, and when I come back, Superintendent Dan Streeter is here with me from the Humboldt Unified School District, and talk about somebody doing great things, continuing the education of our kids. They are doing some wonderful stuff, so stick with us. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
It's the $250,000 Zoom Ball cash giveaway, and it's bouncing into Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Saturdays in March and April from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., every hour, one lucky guest will have a chance to play Zoom Ball, get six red balls, and win $250,000 in cash. Start earning entries for your chance to win, and Zoom in every Saturday in March and April for the $250,000 Zoom Ball cash giveaway, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
Spring has sprung. Lovely flowers are in bloom, and Cottonwood Area Transit is on the road again.
Ah.
Bruce, CAT is here for our community all four seasons, and that's why our ridership continues to blossom.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will even spring you to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, I sense budding travels ahead for us.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Hi, this is Roxanne from Prescott Brewing Company, and I'm here to remind you of our daily deals that run Sunday through Friday, all day, all night. And there's a different deal each day. Beers for a buck, brisket and brew, pizza and pitchers, smoked St. Louis ribstack, happy hour pricing on pints all day, all night on Thursdays. If this all sounds too fuzzy, don't have another beer, follow us on Facebook, and we post these just about every week. Prescott Brewing Company, supporting our local community since 1994, where it's always fun and friendly, brewpub style.
What does the 2020 census mean for Arizona? For your community? For your family? The census helps us plan for the things that matter for Arizona's future, like our roads and hospitals, schools and education, public safety and first responders, and our growing workforce. Respond to the census to help your community. The census is safe and your information is protected. Be counted, Arizona. Respond online, by phone, or mail. For more information, visit azcensus2020.gov.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back. So I'm joined by Dan Streeter, superintendent of Humboldt Unified School District. Dan, turns your world upside down, I would say.
It's been a wild ride these last few weeks.
Right. So the kids were out for spring break, and then right in the middle of that, then the order came that the kids would stay out another additional 2 weeks.
Yeah, we were in spring break, coming up on the end of spring break, and there was a lot of talk going around the state. You started to see school districts were making the decision themselves to close. The Friday of spring break, we made the decision that we would not close. The Saturday of spring break, we made the decision that we would close. And then the Sunday, the governor came out, and obviously that helped us out getting that support from the state level. But, mm-hmm. And then it was just making that shift of what can we do for our students, for our families, and our employees.
Now, at that time, it was a 2-week closure, though.
We were in a 2-week closure,
right?
And we knew that there was a potential for the extension, which since has happened.
Right. So now it's through April 10th.
So we're through April 10th, and to be honest, we're planning for an extended closure mm-hmm. at this point, but really trying to navigate the needs of 5,700 students. You have students who are in kindergarten who need some type of activities to do, and you have students who are trying to navigate advanced placement courses and dual enrollment courses as seniors.
Right.
And we need to get their needs met.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been following, you know, I'm a Facebook friend with just about all the schools and the principals, and I think the teachers are doing an amazing job coming together and providing things online. But how is that working as far as meeting the educational requirements that have to really kind of be done also? And I know everything's kind of like in a flux because this is new territory here, but how are you continuing that? Because arts and crafts and story time is great, but how are we getting some of those lessons taught?
Yeah, that's a great question. So first, let me start with our staff in our community is unbelievable. In times like this, everybody comes together, everybody steps up, and you're seeing this, and it's every single one of our employee groups, but it's also our parents and our community members. Our partners have stepped up because, mm-hmm. to your point, crafts, Lake Valley Elementary School for K-2, they're sending home boxes of glue and crayons and scissors so that they can continue to do some of the activities that were taking place in that classroom. And it's important, you know, here's the challenge going into this, and I tell people, the Humboldt Unified School District is not an online school.
Right.
And our students and our parents did not sign up to go to an online school, and our teachers didn't sign up to teach in an online school.
Right.
But we have this task where we do need to use some of the online tools that we have and some of the virtual platforms that we have, but we also have to acknowledge that there's differing levels of confidence and competence when it comes to those things.
Sure.
And that includes our families. Not all of our families have internet access.
Right, right.
And trying to find creative ways to reach every single one of our students. That's the task that we're looking at right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's say that those families, how are you reaching those families that don't have internet access?
So that's the challenge, right, is we're staying in communication by phone. You have schools that are reaching out to every single one of their students this week to find out what those families need from us.
Okay.
Some it's easy. Some they're online. They can access, you know, we have Google Classroom in all of our schools, and that's the easy one. But what about the student who doesn't have internet access? What about the student who not only doesn't have internet access, but lives in a rural and remote area in our attendance area? How are we going to get materials to that student?
Sure.
I don't have those answers yet. We're working through those, but I think just having our teachers reach out individually to our families to find out what their needs are, that's our starting place.
Mm-hmm. And because you don't want any student falling behind or left behind because their circumstances are such that they're not having those online capabilities.
Nobody can fall behind because of that, and nobody should be held back because they do have
exactly.
that. So we're working through both of those paradigms right now.
Right. Well, another thing that I've seen a lot of, and it's amazing, I think you're feeding, you know, all the kids in the community, is your nutrition department has stepped up. So many of our children in our community are on free or reduced lunch. That's their meals. That's where they go to have, you know, nourishment. And now offering through each of the schools, or most all the schools, the opportunity to have a breakfast or pick up a lunch is amazing. How many are you serving? Because I'm thinking this is not only your students, though. You've offered that to anyone under the age of 18 or
18 and younger. Yeah. So
right.
any child under the age of 19, we'll say, can access breakfast and lunch. So we're serving from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. We're at Mountain View, Humboldt Elementary, Lake Valley, and Coyote Springs. And parents can walk up and grab a to-go box, or they, you know, we have a drive-through line where come in, tell us how many you need, hand you the boxes of lunches. So we're serving lunches that day of and then breakfast for the next morning. Mountain View did 440 today. I mean, think about how incredible. I mean, our food service staff is unbelievable to be able to pull this off. And mind you, let's go back to the beginning of this. I mentioned on Saturday we made the decision to close. On Monday we were ready to serve food to, you know, almost 1,000 families coming through our line.
You know, I follow a lot of other school districts and communities and chambers, and I was really proud of you guys because you were out there from the gate, just the get-go. And then I see others that now are offering it, and I just commend you for, you know, knowing that that's going to be what's needed in our community and stepping out and helping those kids.
And we got some weather that first week to go ahead and test our mettle at the same time, right?
Could we ask for anything worse? Is, you know, this over, you know, doom and gloom and this dark cloud over us with the virus. And then, of course, now it's snowing or it's raining and it's, oh, and it was just like, you know, really, we do need a ray of sunshine.
It was something.
It was crazy. So a lot of the kids are looking at, you know, the seniors. I do want to shout out. I'm going to shout out that the Chamber is still accepting scholarship applications for those graduating seniors that are going to be attending a university, college, or accredited trade school this fall. So please check our website, pvchamber.org. We have money. We want to give it to you so you can continue your education. You just need to be a student in a Prescott Valley school or live in Prescott Valley, and it doesn't matter where you're attending school, but we're still offering two $1,000 scholarships for graduating seniors, whether, no matter how you graduate.
No matter when that may be.
When that may be. And I'm sure that there's a lot of seniors that, you know, about this time of year, they just can't be ready to be over with it. You know, I'm so done with, you know, school, and yet they're missing out on kind of like one of the years, and we all have a story to tell, and they'll have a story to tell with their kids.
They will, yeah. I mean, certainly the stress level of our seniors is quite high. You know, prom is postponed. What's going to happen with graduation? You know, all of our seniors, they will graduate from high school. They will finish school on May 21st. They may not walk at graduation on May 21st. We'll see where we are. But we are starting to plan for some contingency plans because, you know, we are hopeful that we will have the opportunity to celebrate their achievements through
right.
our traditional ceremony, and maybe we have to postpone that. We'll see. Right mm-hmm. now, we know that the school closure is to April 10th, and we
right.
know that graduation is May 21st. I mean, right now, it's...
It looks good.
We're okay.
We're taking positive.
But we're also aware that the likelihood of an extended school closure is quite high, and we'll adjust.
And what we're finding is it's changing daily. This information is coming at us so quickly that it, what's here and is now, and we're just kind of all waiting and seeing, and hard to make any long-distance plans, except I do know that pretty much for the month of April, every activity, program, and most all, anybody doing any fundraising, any doing anything, April shut down, you know, for essential activities and services.
It is changing quickly. You know, we've basically time stamped every piece of communication going out. You'll see the date and the time that we sent it mm-hmm. out, because it could change in an hour.
Right.
And maybe that's kind of the danger of social media. As people go to the Humboldt Unified School District social media page, check the timestamp of the information you're reading.
Exactly.
It's changing.
I share it all the time, but I do also do that. We're going to take a short break here. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation on what everybody's doing as we navigate this COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQNA.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. We live in interesting times, and the security of knowing what's in store for us in the future is up in the air for now. However, that doesn't mean that we can't make the best of what we have. There is a silver lining under every cloud, you know. Here at Olson's in Prescott, we've been looking at ways that we can make these times easier for you, your pets, and your wild birds. That means delivering to those who can't or don't want to leave their houses for one reason or another. These days, that can mean self-quarantine, or at the very least social distancing. On a side note, did you ever think we'd be talking about this? Be that as it may, however, if pet food / wild bird delivery is a solution for you, just call 445-1664. We're offering free delivery within 10 miles of our Prescott store with orders of $25 or more. When you call, just give our associate your order, pay by credit card, and if you call before our delivery vehicle leaves, you can possibly even get your order the same day. Our mission is the health of your animals, and for us, good enough just isn't. We're waiting to hear from you.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Are you looking for information on Medicare plans and benefits? Arizona State Health Insurance Program known as SHIP, provides free, unbiased guidance for eligible Medicare beneficiaries, families, and caregivers. Get help making informed decisions and optimize your access to care. SHIP has offices statewide. Learn more at 800-432-4040. That's 800-432-4040. Brought to you by the Arizona Department of Economic Security.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
I want to thank Dan Streeter for joining me, really continuing to do wonderful things, keeping our kids educated, students going, and a shout out to his staff, the teachers, principals. You know, I know you're going crazy and doing the best you can. So good job, everybody. For more information, go to HumboldtUnified.com for more information that's going on. They've got wonderful Facebook pages, so check them out, each of the individual elementary schools, the high school. So all I can say is go Bears! And continue on, because we want to talk about what's going on in the community. And people who know me know one of my passions is the arts, Prescott Center for the Arts. I love to act there. I love to work with the directors. And joining me now is Robin Allen, the executive director, because the arts, Robin, are one of those things that, you know, we gather people to come together and enjoy. And you now are telling me that you've halted operations.
Yeah, we literally shut everything down. We're going on almost 3 weeks now that we made this decision, because it just, you know, when you look at the demographics, it just didn't make sense to me. You know, weeks ago when they were talking about California not gathering in groups of more than 300, well, our theater holds 200, but it's predominantly senior citizens. And those, you know, our seniors are on my mind all the time. When I think about my patrons, when I first started my career as a leader in a community theater, it was reminding me of my grandmother and now my mother. And I take care of them. And whether they're buying a ticket, making sure it's an affordable ticket, and their safety was on the floor. And immediately I thought, oh no, we got to close this down. We got to close it down now. So we did it pretty quickly. We're now completely, we aren't selling any tickets. Don't have any interest in selling tickets. What we are interested in is helping our seniors.
Right. And to that, because there's a lot I want to talk about in there. You've got so many pieces of it. I mean, you were in rehearsal for several shows.
We were several. We had four productions in rehearsal or getting ready to open. Yeah, so at any given time, this is our busiest time of year. So literally we were having casting. We had ongoing rehearsals for our family theater program, where Willy Wonka was getting ready to open in a couple of weeks. And we had Amadeus that was, you know, well into rehearsal and working on costumes. And, you know, we were having costume fittings and all of this activity. We had a show going opening the week that we finally had to close it down. We did open God of Carnage because it was our 50-seat house that we reduced to 30. Right. So, you know, when they're talking 300 in California, we thought, well, maybe 30 here. And we spread everybody out and tried that. We opened the show for one weekend, and then we shut it down because, again, every day was unfolding hour by hour.
Right.
And every day, hour that went by, it said, well, none of this makes sense. We have to stop everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Postponed. The season. You had an amazing season out there. You were directing Mamma Mia, which many people were looking forward to.
We were looking forward to going into rehearsals. And so, yes, when I say stop, I don't mean cancel. And I think that's been the confusion about everything. It's like, we're putting this on pause. We're just pushing the pause button, and we're going to hold it there as long as we have to. And we have no idea how long that could
be.
Because I think we're going to be the last. It only makes sense to me that as they roll things, you know, tighter and tighter, and then they try to look at their communities, still, even so, gatherings are going to be the last thing that we all feel good about and safe.
Right.
Safe, and so this will go on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then your plans are to
rollout back, you know, yes, because all of those people that auditioned, all of those people that were in rehearsal, they're going to do their show.
Mm-hmm.
That might mean we're opening our season in January, the new season.
Okay.
You know,
so
but we will
different.
Be doing all of these things. We're still doing our, youth scholarship competition. We're just doing it in a different way. We're trying to reimagine that now. That's what we've had to do is how do we then, keep our performing arts active? How do we then keep all of our youth programming going in a different way? And that's what we're looking at now. How do we do this all online?
And I think that's the challenge for all of us.
Yeah.
It's not business as usual.
No.
It's the new normal.
It is the new normal.
And, you know, I mean, I spend more time on video conferencing now, and I'm thinking, this is kind of nice, though. I can imagine a lot of us are going to continue with that
you
even after the day.
Interesting about it. That's what I thought, especially our generation, Marnie. It's like we're being forced into finding these new ways of communicating that are actually pretty cool. It's like, wow, I can have a staff meeting and see all of you.
And I don't leave my desk.
And I know that's not novel, but for some of us, it's like,
but it is,
wow,
you know.
This is really cool.
But I still love the interaction, the one-on-one. Yeah. I mean, we're still doing the show.
Communications is hard right now because we have thousands of volunteers, and getting the information out to all of them in a way that, you know, is the right information, and also updating it constantly. So it's been an ongoing challenge for us. But we are learning to communicate in different ways.
Right.
And that's the good side of it. I think we're going to come out the other side with our communications being, you know, just more versatile.
Right.
More options.
We've been forced to do it.
Yeah.
And it'll work.
That's right.
You mentioned, you know, and I could see the twinkle in your eye and the heartfelt emotion you had when you were talking about your seniors.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things that, you know, you launched and are working on is PCA Serves.
PCA Serves. We just launched it last Wednesday. I woke up in the middle of the night last Tuesday, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I know how we can help.
Mm-hmm.
Because our database just happens to have all of our, you know, phone numbers for where our seniors are, where they live. And first thing we wanted to do is start calling them all. And it's thousands. So, you know, if we just start in our the Yavapai County, which is what we're trying to serve first, and, of course, we're extending this to the whole community, but we have the phone numbers to our patrons, so we're calling them and we're saying, do you need anything?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as I suspected, they really don't right now.
Sure.
But next week they might need some butter, you know, and maybe they're concerned. But so what we did is we flipped our organization completely different. We are now a full service organization to the community as far as any kind of volunteer service that they might need. We sanitize all of our volunteers. They come in. They, you know, if they go shopping for someone, they have plastic. You know, we follow all the health regulations to make sure whether. If we're delivering something, we're taking this, using the same standards that our restaurants are, and, you know, we're making sure that cleanliness is so. We're reaching out to our patrons. We're calling them. You know, we've reached about 1,000, maybe 1,500 right now. We've still got thousands more to reach out to, but we're going to do it, and we're going to tell them all that we're here for them if they need it. And by the way, like I said, we're opening this up to the community. We're just starting with our patrons because that's the list that we have, and that's where we know we can start to make a difference.
But if somebody, you know, wants to talk to you about help, can they call you?
Absolutely. Go to our website, and what we have is a real simple form to fill out. It's auto, you know, it gives us all the information automatically. So whether you want to volunteer, because we have a volunteer form on there, or if you need something, yeah, you just go to our website, which is www.pca-az.net, and that'll give you all the information on how to you know, hopefully if you need something, we're going to be there for you.
Well, and a lot of the actors and the people involved with the theater are retired, have moved here from someplace else or has that time.
Right.
So that's a way they can still continue to be engaged with the theater and then help also.
And it's such a beautiful thing because our seniors is what are what have kept all of our community theater doors open.
Mm-hmm.
Well, theaters in general, but community theaters especially, because it's 99% volunteers. You know, so they're the ones that have served us, and now it's time for us to help them.
Right. So you have had opportunities to go out and help folks.
And we have, yeah. And it's starting, and, you know, the need is going to start popping up. And right now, you know, Prescott people are very resourceful. You know, our rural people are very resourceful. They were prepared.
Right.
But as the weeks go by, the needs are going to come up.
And I think a lot of the needs are going to be interaction.
It is. We're going to sing them a song. Hey, you want a song? You want a joke? We've got actors that can do that for you. You know, bring it to their doorstep. Social distance.
I know, because I have a friend of mine that she's 79 years old. Love her. You know her. I bring her to the theater all the time. Saturday, and she's living alone. She's starting to go a little
crazy.
So
that's the other part of it. You know, not only are we talking about, you know, do you need some butter? Do you need your prescription picked up or whatever? We're talking about, you know, going out there and to your point. you know, singing a song.
Yeah.
Making
yeah.
a difference for someone's day, making them laugh, you know. And we've got all of the characters in place to do that.
Well, Robin, you're supporting the community, and I know all of us are worried about so many things, but, you know, in our lives we have moments in time. How can we support you? Because it's important in recovery that the arts are still with us.
Right.
There's still
right.
that magic that we can go and get away from the mundane, the you know, what we've been dealing with and live somewhere else through theater.
Yeah.
How can we help you you in that?
Right now, we're you know, doing our due diligence, finding out what they're doing for all small businesses. What are they offering for the nonprofits? You know, is there anything out there? But right now we're about service. We're going to figure that out. We're an organization that's been around for 50 years.
Yes.
And although we, you know, this is devastating for us, we know we're going to be around another 50 years if we're smart, and we have a smart board year on it. And, you know, that has put us in a smart place. So
right.
we'll be okay. You know, one day we may be talking about that. But for right now, we want to know how we can help the community.
And this comes right in the middle, too, of the capital campaign. And so,
which is not, that's on pause. You know,
and we're just pausing that.
Yeah.
But the belief to know that, as you said, 50 years have been around, come back stronger than ever.
And we need that. You know, when we started out that campaign, it was because we knew we needed that for the next 50 years. We know to be sustainable, we need to grow our youth program, we need more revenue sources. It's important. But right now, what's really terrific is, let's just stop that and see what we can do today for the community, and we'll come back to that later.
Yeah, I think we're all in that. We're all in this together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Robin, you're doing an amazing job over
Thank
there. I'm so
you.
Glad you could join us and share what's going
Thanks
on.
For
Again,
me.
Website.
Yes, www.pca-az.net. If you need anything or you want to volunteer, you want to help us out, go there, and it's a real easy form you fill out.
Okay. The arts are still alive, just looking
we are
a little different right
a
now.
A little different. Keep looking on our website. We're going to offer more stuff.
Great. Thank you, Robin.
Thanks.
Okay, we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, I do have a Chamber Spotlight on business here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and we're on the web at kqna.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
When you go to the mechanic in here...
Pass me the torque wrench. Nope, let me have the flamethrower.
That sounds wrong. You know what else sounds wrong? When you hear about the interest you're earning on your savings with the largest banks. But with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account, you could earn much more interest. And hear this. Open a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account in minutes at Marcus.com. You can money.
Comparison made to the three largest U.S. banks measured by total deposits. Rates as of February 4th, 2020 and may vary by state. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
We're excited to invite you to Waters Garden Center's 58th Spring Open House.
Last week's celebration was so fun, we decided to keep on celebrating.
We have even more spring plants to show off, new for 2020, drawings and more.
Friday's 3 o'clock garden class is titled Growing Better Peonies This Spring.
All weekend, there's giveaways, access to local plant experts, and hot dogs on the grill.
Join the fun at Waters Spring Open House, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Dusty house? Hard to heat or cool rooms? Dollars lost through leaky ductwork? Have Gettle's High Desert Mechanical test your home for duct leakage. When it comes to high utility bills, don't settle. Get Gettle's. A simple duct seal job with AeroSeal will seal the deal and keep that cool air in your home where it belongs. Call 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L-S. The guys and gals at Gettle's get it.
What I like about you!
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Terry Farnetti with Yavapai County Community Health Services updates this information regarding COVID-19 in Arizona. There are now 5 confirmed deaths in the state, 326 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Arizona. Maricopa County has 199 cases, Pima County 42, Pinal 22, Coconino County 18, Navajo 32, Apache 4, Yavapai County 3, Graham 2, and Yuma 2. 102 tests have been provided in Yavapai County, with 85 negative, 14 are pending. For more information, the Yavapai County Emergency Phone Bank is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Call 928-442-5103 for up-to-date local information, resources, and guidance. Mostly sunny today and all week, chilling after bedtime to a partly cloudy 36 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with a 20 to 30% chance for brief, very windy rain and snow showers Thursday and Friday. Warming tomorrow to a breezy 57, Thursday and Friday the windy upper 40s. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low around 40, then partly sunny, breezy highs tomorrow near 67, 59 and 55 Thursday and Friday, with brief scattered rain and snow showers Thursday through Friday afternoon. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, the premier heating, cooling, and plumbing contractor in Yavapai County, is now hiring. If college is not for you, if you've been thinking about a job or career change, or just interested in beginning to earn now, buy that car or begin saving for whatever you have your sights set on. Come into a trade with high-paying prospects. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, your trusted heating, cooling, and plumbing partner, can be trusted for exceptional on-the-job training, resulting in a rewarding, well-paid career. Call 928-567-2200 today for more information.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Okay, come on, Darby, let's go.
What a sunrise. This is Thumb Butte at its best.
We're all about bright, healthy futures at YRMC's James Family Heart Center. And our Echo Alert program is a shining example. It was designed by YRMC's innovative heart team to find heart valve disease early. That means we treat heart valve disease faster in our community, and we use the latest leading-edge procedures. In fact, the Heart Center's Echo Alert program is now a national care model. A better way to manage heart valve disease, the most advanced treatments, exceptional heart specialists, and your bright, healthy future. All at the James Family Heart Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back. Well, I told you before, it's Chamber Spotlight on Business. We're continuing our show talking about how we're all adapting as we navigate these COVID-19 pandemic waters here. And I'm joined by Brenda Clauston, who is the owner of Prescott Valley's fabulous new Colt Grill. Welcome, Brenda.
Thank you so much. That's so nice.
It's so good to have you here in the studio, but also just in our business world in Prescott Valley. But I'm also the owner of Colt Grill 804?
Colt 804 Grill.
804 Grill in Cottonwood.
Yes.
So my friends in Cottonwood highly send, you know, congratulations to us for having you in our community because they love you over there. So.
Well, thank you so much. That's nice.
So here we are. We just, what's been about 3-4 weeks did the ribbon cutting.
Yes.
Big ribbon cutting.
Yes.
Hoopla was so much fun, well attended.
Big party.
You got to open and,
yes.
you know, a week later things start slowing down and now to the point where, you know, no open dining in your restaurant and you've had to completely relook at, I mean, I'm sure that it really impacted you, first of all, just opening in a new community.
Right.
And then, obviously, but adapting what you've already had as an entrepreneur, business owner in Cottonwood. So, why don't you tell us just what you've been doing?
Okay. Well, we're really blessed in Colt Grill because we already had established a very solid takeout procedure and business prior to this downturn, if you will. So we were able to just keep going with takeout. We didn't have to reinvent, that system at all. And we have a very loyal customer base. They love the homemade food and the low price point. And we also have a huge social media presence. So we, you know, it's almost like we have a fan club because our customers are just extremely loyal and really good people.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as this happened, we just started getting people coming into the restaurant. We don't really even have to buy food out. We our kitchen is full, but we just want to support you guys. So that truly was heartwarming to have that. It really helped the team.
Right.
It really did.
Right. And is that also
at
in Prescott Valley?
Restaurants. At both restaurants.
Because you hadn't really had much time there to develop that clientele.
I didn't, but people are really loyal online and they see everything and they feel like they know us already.
Mm-hmm.
So they just started coming in anyway. And I think, you know, the various media outlets, especially Signals, they did such a great job with putting us out there, you know, from a media standpoint and a social media standpoint, that they, you know, a lot of people were aware of us that didn't know about us before. And so we were really blessed in that regard because we had a presence already. It's like Colt Grill. Plus, you know, when a new restaurant opens, people just get excited about a new restaurant.
Oh, absolutely.
And no matter who it is.
Yeah. And then the fact that you have this quality menu, this wonderful barbecue and smoked meat.
Yeah.
I mean, holy smokes, that just adds frosting to the cake.
Yeah.
But not only you're new and exciting, but you also have this quality menu that we all love.
It's pretty good food. It's pretty good. Yeah.
So, with closing the dining room and the bar area then, so all of it's takeout. People call ahead. Do you do curbside?
Right.
How are you handling all of that? Kind of that social distancing that everybody's talking about.
You know,
like we are right now. We're 6 feet apart.
It's tough, isn't it? Because
it is.
You know, especially in smaller towns, you're just used to this more southern hospitality atmosphere. And, you know, we get close to people. So we've really, it's been hard for us because we don't do fine dining. We don't have servers. You can sit at the bar and get service. And that's very close, obviously. But we don't have waitresses. So we've had to, you know, just really pull back. But it's the same as it's always been. You come in, you can either order it right there at the counter or you can call in and we'll bring it out to the curb. No problem. All you have to do is say when you call.
Right.
So,
right.
But what I meant as far as the difficulty is because we just really like loving on people.
Mm-hmm.
We love being friendly and I have a super friendly staff. And so that's been kind of hard just holding back. Like you want to go, oh, hey, hi.
I know.
And then, no, I can't come close to you.
I know. You kind of like go do the reach and it's like the, you know, that distance thing. Absolutely.
That's exactly right. I think everyone's experiencing that though, not just us.
Well, for some people that are listening that may not be familiar with Colt Grill here in Prescott Valley, where are you located? And let's talk a little bit about your menu.
Okay. Well,
I want to make everybody hungry because actually we're going to continue talking about today being Takeout Tuesday. It's a national program to get people to continue to patronize our businesses during this time.
What a great idea, Takeout Tuesday. I love
that.
We need to do that in Cottonwood, too. So we are located right behind Harkins Theater in the Entertainment District. It's 2970 Park Avenue, but we're right behind Harkins. And we just opened, like you said, a few weeks ago. There's a big smoker out front, and we're open for business, and I'm sorry, what was the other thing? You wanted to know a little bit about the menu.
Yeah, but lunch hours, right?
Lunch dinner,
what are your hours right now? Because I know a lot of restaurants are changing up a little bit.
Our hours are the same. They're 11 to roughly 8.
Okay.
If it gets slow, we close around 7, 7:30. But we open at 11 o'clock every day. It's daily.
Right there for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Right there for a takeout. Yeah, absolutely.
Everything's homemade. Everything's made from scratch. Our menu is predominantly made on that big old smoker that's fed a lot of oak every single day. So all the beans, mac and cheese, all the brisket, pulled pork, ribs, smoked turkey, bacon. It's all done on the smoker by hand. All the sauces from scratch.
Well, I also go to Cosmopolitan Salon next door.
Yeah.
And it's brutal. I was teasing the girls last time I was in there. And I was like, how do you work here with that wonderful smell all day long?
Yeah.
And I said, no, we just go and eat.
They're so sweet, too. They brought me a big welcome basket with a bunch of things in it. The Cosmopolitan girls came over and gave me a big basket with a bunch of beauty items, and I loved it. It was
yeah,
so nice.
they're a great group. I've been going there forever.
Yeah,
and you know now I look at you know Jen. I say, I promise I won't use box color until I get
I
to
know,
see you.
I know. All the girls are like, okay, when do I get my roots done? When do I get my nails done?
Right. Those are the important things. What do you mean social distancing?
I know.
Okay, can I put my hands about
it's
6 feet?
Truth. I know.
Those are important things.
Yeah.
And that's the new, as Robin and we were talking earlier, the new normal. How are we adapting to the way of life right now? Because it is about limiting exposure.
True.
Keeping people separated and following those health department guidelines that say, if you do these things, you're going to keep yourself and others safe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hardest part because we're so used to not doing it that way.
Right.
I mean, like you said, Southern hospitality, it's about hugs. I mean, I'm a hand washer.
Right.
You know, always have been, but I haven't walked around with a bottle of disinfectant in my purse, which I do now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a little bit different things that you're taking consideration. And in your case, in a restaurant, holy smokes, how would you go through and disinfect every table and every seat every time somebody left? I mean, that would have been almost time prohibitive for you. As a restaurant, had you been able to stay open?
You know what's funny, though, is we already do that. I mean, the health department around here is very strict.
Yes,
I mean,
they are.
This county is very strict, and it's a good thing because we have separate rags and sanitizers for the furniture and for the tabletops and for the menus and the countertops. So you've got two different types of rags in the dining room, and they're not allowed to cross-contaminate anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as a guest gets up, they wipe down the chairs and the tables and everything that's been touched, the napkin holder in the center of the table, with a bleach rag. We do that anyway.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, there's already procedures in place because the health department is so strict. I don't think people realize that.
Mm-hmm.
But most restaurants adhere to very strict standards anyhow.
Well, and, yeah, the option is they'll close you down.
Exactly.
If you don't, so.
Exactly. And so we've just learned for years that this is what we do.
Mm-hmm. And so how long have you owned the restaurant in Cottonwood then?
3.5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rave reviews, but again. So you offer breakfast there?
We do offer breakfast there 5 days a week, and then 2 days a week we let everybody sleep in. But we offer breakfast, and we're thinking about opening breakfast here in Prescott Valley.
That
but
was
we're
my
just
question,
kind of kicking it around. We were looking at it, and then this happened. So
exactly.
I don't know what's going to happen.
You kind of wait and see what's that need going to be, and when things come back, I think it's a great idea, by the way.
I think
people look for breakfast now.
Well, one thing that somebody asked for when we first opened Cottonwood was a big, giant breakfast burrito with smoked brisket and potatoes and eggs and cheddar. And we just decided to put it on the menu as a quirk for a week, and people went crazy in Old Town Cottonwood. And so now we have that on the menu. So we might bring that over, maybe just do a limited breakfast menu.
I know. Mason's over here drooling. I mean, he's groaning as he looks at it. It sounds so good.
Young people really love the breakfast burritos.
It sounds delicious, too.
Yeah.
So a lot of things going on. Today is Takeout Tuesday. So it's a national movement that we saw actually our
good
station
idea.
Here, KQ&A and our sister stations also, you know, pushed that and promoted it and said, hey, look, it's one day dedicated to takeout.
which is kind of fun, but most of our restaurants are takeout, so I'd say takeout every day.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying, well, okay, but this was one day that everybody actually says, we're all just going to forego making dinner at home, and we're going to go patronize our local restaurants that truly right now are in need. Mm-hmm. I think all businesses is need. Mm-hmm. They all have extenuating issues and circumstances. We have some that we're seeing closing, more of our corporate businesses, such as Dick's, and I just, World Market just closed, you know. Obviously, they can handle that. They're big, huge corporations, Ulta Beauty, to keep the people from being, you know, to gathering and being possibly exposed.
Right.
So, but our small mom and pops are the ones that, this is every day. This is, they need that business to continue to keep the doors open to have an employee, maybe in some cases one, or to pay the rent. So we're looking at a lot of, working on the Congress getting together and coming together to have that, you know, recovery package, so that we can now start sharing that and helping our businesses, and it's throughout the country. We're unique and not unique in Prescott and Prescott Valley and our communities in that, one, though, I think in our small rural communities, we start looking at helping one another a little more than getting lost in the big community city shuffle. So we're trying to help and support our businesses.
That's wonderful. What a great idea.
So I think that is a little pressure on Congress, and I've been writing my senators in Congress, especially our senators right now, because it's in the Senate, to come together bipartisan and pass something that's going to, you know, bring our economy and help our communities back. So,
well, entrepreneurship is so important.
Absolutely.
And we've got to keep that alive and well. And it is here in the Valley and over in Cottonwood as well. It's so important to keep entrepreneurs in business.
80% of business is small business.
Mm-hmm.
So we look at supporting that. Well, we're happy to have you. I'm glad. It's Takeout Tuesday.
You.
So you want to get over to Colt Grill. Great biscuit. Great barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Just check out the menu online.
Low prices too. It's real good.
And what's your
website? Yes.
It?
Website is ColtGrill.com. Real easy. ColtGrill.com. Colt and, like the horse.
And I'd recommend also liking them on Facebook because lots of good information coming over on that.
Yes.
Oh, Brenda, thank you for joining me. Thank you for sharing the small business point
thank
of view
you.
For the show and, and what's going on. But, you know, we're all there. New normal. Support one another. Let's keep business going and
wonderful
in the Quad Cities.
Keep it positive.
Keep it positive. Thank you. Brenda Costin, who is the owner of Colt Grill here on Chamber Spotlight on Business. We'll take a short break. And when we come back, time to say goodnight here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth a family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burn and propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
It's the $250,000 Zoom Ball cash giveaway, and it's bouncing into Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Saturdays in March and April from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., every hour, one lucky guest will have a chance to play Zoom Ball. Get six red balls and win $250,000 in cash. Start earning entries for your chance to win and zoom in every Saturday in March and April for the $250,000 Zoom Ball cash giveaway. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
I can't wait to get on the road again. Spring has sprung. Lovely flowers are in bloom, and Cottonwood Area Transit is on the road again.
Ah.
Bruce, CAT is here for our community all four seasons, and that's why our ridership continues to blossom.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will even spring you to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, I sense budding travels ahead for us.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Hi, this is Roxanne from Prescott Brewing Company, and I'm here to remind you of our daily deals that run Sunday through Friday, all day, all night. And there's a different deal each day. Beers for a buck, brisket and brew, pizza and pitchers, smoked St. Louis ribstack, happy hour pricing on pints all day, all night on Thursdays. If this all sounds too fuzzy, don't have another beer, follow us on Facebook, and we post these just about every week. Prescott Brewing Company, supporting our local community since 1994, where it's always fun and friendly, brew pub style.
When you go to the mechanic in here...
Pass me the torque wrench. Nope, let me have the flamethrower.
That sounds wrong. You know what else sounds wrong? When you hear about the interest they're earning on your savings with the largest banks. But with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account, you could earn much more interest. And hear this. Open a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account in minutes at Marcus.com. You can money.
Comparison made to the three largest U.S. banks measured by total deposits. Rates as of February 4th, 2020 and may vary by state. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Well, there you have it. Chamber's update of what's going on here in the community. We heard from some of the best people, Superintendent Dan Streeter, what's going on at Humboldt Unified School District. Yes, and their efforts to continue to educate our kids and possible changes in what their new normal looks like. And then Robin Allen, Executive Director, Prescott Center for the Arts. Again, you know, the theater's dark. The lights are on. We'll all come back. But meanwhile, PCA Serves is helping members of the community, not only from their season subscriber base, but anyone that could need some help and maybe just want somebody to come and sing them a song. Actors are looking to be a part of joining them and making a difference in the community. And Brenda Clauston from Colt Grill. Again, it's Takeout Tuesday, so if you haven't made your decision on where you want to go for dinner tonight, again, Colt Grill is open, available, located in the Entertainment District over by Harkins Movie Theaters, and they are open for your takeout order, so you can give them a call and check out their food. So again, lots of things going on. We're going to continue to keep you updated. I'll be back next week, and we will have some more guests here. Continue our conversation on how we as a community are coming together during the COVID-19 pandemic. Thank you for joining us here.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Annie Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employers, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.